This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 15, 2026. Cape Verde's push to turn brain drain into a digital economy advantage is a clear example of how smaller African markets can compete beyond their population size by focusing on infrastructure and policy. This approach allows them to attract diaspora talent and create a favorable business environment, which can lead to significant economic growth. For builders and operators, this means investing in digital infrastructure and talent acquisition to create a competitive edge. And for investors, it's about identifying opportunities in smaller markets with favorable policies. Can smaller African markets really leverage tech to overcome their population size limitations? The success of Standard Chartered Kenya's SC Shilingi Fund in attracting young investors with its digital money market fund is a testament to the growing demand for mobile-first wealth products. This trend is likely to continue, with more fintechs offering similar products to tap into the younger demographic. For fintech operators, this means developing user-friendly digital platforms that cater to the needs of younger investors. And for investors, it's about identifying fintechs with strong digital capabilities. What's the actual cost of acquiring these young investors, and how will it impact the fintech's bottom line? The partnership between GWCU and MTN Liberia to scale embedded credit using telecom networks is a prime example of how fintechs are leveraging existing infrastructure to reach a wider audience. This approach allows them to bypass the need to build distribution networks from scratch, making it a more efficient and cost-effective way to scale. For fintechs, this means exploring partnerships with telecom operators to expand their reach, and for investors, it's about identifying opportunities in the intersection of fintech and telecom. Who actually bears the risk in these partnerships, and how will it impact the fintech's ability to scale? MiniPay's growth to 15 million wallets highlights the rising demand for low-cost digital dollars in Africa, but it also raises questions about trust, regulation, and consumer risk. As stablecoin products become more popular, regulators will need to step in to ensure that consumers are protected and that these products are compliant with existing regulations. For builders and operators, this means prioritizing transparency and regulatory compliance to build trust with consumers. And for investors, it's about identifying opportunities in the stablecoin market while being aware of the regulatory risks. Which government will be next to regulate stablecoins? And how will it impact the growth of these products? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.